Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. This is Season 11, Week 1. As we roll on through, we're going to talk to three teams, NHL teams this week, about their prospects. And first on our list is the Dallas Stars, so we're happy to bring on a regular guest of ours, Dennis Holland. Dennis, thank you very much for coming on the show again. We always appreciate it, and I know your head scout, Joe, appreciates it too. He's a little shy when it comes to the radio, and I like to tease him about it, but it's okay.
Well, thanks for having me. No, it's nice to be back in the hockey season, and nice to talk to you guys again, for sure.
Absolutely, and you know, we've been closely watching you know, your team and how you've been drafting. I know you had, you know, a change up top with obviously Jim Neal coming in, and then Joe McDaniel coming in as the head scout, and you brought in Mark Leach and a bunch of guys from Detroit. So there's always a bit of a dynamic change with that, but it certainly hasn't changed the success of what you guys have been doing the last few years and with your drafting. And, you know, a player I'm really intrigued with, I got a chance to see him play at the under-18s right before you drafted him in the spring, and that's Denis Garanov, who you got 12th overall in the draft. And other than some of the underagers that were there that really impressed me, I thought he was the best draft-eligible prospect at that tournament. Big guy, 6'3", you know, 200 pounds. It just felt like he could dominate and score almost at will. And, you know, he's playing against men this year in the KHL again. How happy have you guys been with his progress from the time you saw him at the U18s as he goes through the summer, then back right into the season again?
Well, we were very excited. I know, you know, you talk about you know, difference makers and guys that you know, hope have impact at the end of the day, and we believe he has the skills and the tools that you know, give him an opportunity to maybe come in and be a difference maker at the end of the day. So, you know, we were very excited to be watching him there at the U18s, and we were excited to get him at the draft. So you know, we've added a guy we believe that has a, you know, a good skill set, big guy, skates well with physicality. So we think he's got the full package.
Yeah, he could be a real quick strike scorer. He's a guy that's a threat when he's on the PK. He could score something shorthanded. He really gets to the puck quickly in the corners to set up scoring chances too. I really like that.
Well, yeah, he's a good player. He plays to his size. I mean, I like to say that sometimes you get the big guy and he plays small, but he definitely plays to his size. He has a presence out there, and he drives the net, and he loves getting to those scoring areas.
Yeah, that's what I noticed about him, and he was a guy that would drive the net and take defensemen with him and still be able to protect the puck and get a shot away, which is, you know, clearly he's going to need that when he gets into the NHL. A very intriguing package. I'm curious to see how he continues to develop. Another player, Dennis, I'm really intrigued to get your thoughts on, is a guy that I've, you know, tracked the last 3 years, and Brett Pulock, you know, plays for the Edmonton Oil Kings. You took him in the second round, 45th overall in 2014. Another big kid, 6'3", 200 pounds. And now that he's, you know, a 19-year-old and is going to get all the opportunity in the world, what are your guys' expectations and thoughts on him? Because he's got 4 points in 4 games already, and he seems to be one of those kids that the older he gets, the more mature he gets, the better he's just seems to get better almost every game he plays.
Well, I think when we drafted him, we knew the skill set was there. He, you know, he was still lacking some strength and some foot speed and stuff, but you know, he progressed nicely. He had a real good tournament in Traverse City, scored some goals for us. You know, he's like any young guy that you know, is learning his trade. He has to play that big man's game each shift, but you know, he really likes to compete. Likes going. He's a great passer for a big man. Has great vision. But no, he's taken nice steps. He had a nice training camp in Traverse City, and his game's moving in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, I like his scoring down low. He's a versatile guy and really good hockey speed with the speed burst. And he's a guy that can beat you into the corner for the puck.
He really is. I mean, he's got that long reach. I think it's when you talk about big guys and the ability to make plays in small areas, he does have that. Very good below the dots. And I think that was one of the things in Traverse City he excelled at was, you know, when we got puck position down low, he was able to find guys and create opportunities.
Dennis, when I'm watching him as a player, You know, you look at tendencies, and I find he's equal to pass or to shoot. And as a centerman, I see that that's far more, you know, difficult for a defender to sort of keep him under wraps from that standpoint of understanding what his tendencies are. When you're equal in either way, it's just harder to defend. You find that that's something he can bring forward moving into the pro ranks?
I think so. I think, you know, it's tough when you're drafting these guys at 17. You're not exactly sure exactly what their full package or what they're going to turn out to exactly be. But, you know, I thought his draft year, he was going to be more of a scorer for, you know, shoot first guy. But for me, you're right. He's turned more into a guy that will shoot it, but has great vision, moves the puck really well, makes other guys better. For me, that area of his game since he's gotten older has definitely taken form for him.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Dennis Holland, scout for the Dallas Stars, talking about some prospects in their system. Dennis, one of the players I really like, and I was obviously pretty bullish on him going into his draft year, was Julius Honka, who you took 14th overall out of Swift Current, and had, I thought, a great year for a rookie in the American Hockey League as a defenseman, because that's a tough league that can chew you apart, especially when you're a little bit undersized as Julius is. But you guys must be absolutely over the moon that a 19-year-old kid came into the American Hockey League and played as well as he did, and the future is bright for this kid, and I wouldn't be shocked that he comes in and he's playing for you as a 20-year-old, and you can't get him out of there.
Well, you know, we are very excited. When you talk to him, he's a very confident young man off the ice. He understands his game and how he can excel. I know our guys in Texas were ecstatic with the season last year. He came into Traverse City a little bit stronger, a little more engaged physically. So, game moving in the right direction. I mean, you talk about the new NHL and puck movement and defensemen that have to be mobile and help out offensively. He has all that. And there's another guy that for us and for me especially plays bigger than his size. I think he's only about 5'10", but he's so strong on his feet and is such a good battler that he plays bigger than his size.
Yeah, he's great on the power play. Excellent puck distributor on the power play. Got a great one-timer. Always seems to get points. And he's a right-handed shot, so I'm sure you can't wait for him to come up.
No, I know. It's, I think it's like anybody. You get young guys, and they're very, you know, exciting, and then lots of skill and talent, and you want to push them right into your lineup. But you know, we're trying to be patient here. We got some good young guys, and you know, Joakim Paakka and these other young guys coming in. So you know, we're just trying to build up some depth here, and make these young guys earn some ice time. So it's been great. Yeah, you're right. He's going to be a guy in our power play for a long time. He has a heavy shot for a little guy, and he's a good player, and we're excited to have him.
Although you don't always want to make comparables to players in the NHL, there's some similarities I find to his countryman in Kimmo Tiiminen. Not the biggest guy, but stocky, and just retrieve the puck quickly, could make a quick first pass, could disrupt the forecheck, and hit a forward or even his outlet defenseman quickly and get that puck out of the zone as fast as you possibly can. I just think that is really going to be his bread and butter moving forward.
I think so. I mean, you talk about, you know, you got to get bigger on the back end and this and that, but you have to have a good blend of puck movers and guys that can create from the back end. And he's a guy that has all those tools. So, you know, he's going to go down. He's going to probably hopefully make a tough decision for our team here in the near future. You know, he's going to be pushing, knocking on the door here anytime soon.
Yeah, he's the one player I'm really intrigued with. I know Russ used to laugh last year because I used to have guys in my pool that I used to, like, be excited about. I had him in my pool and I traded him, and I know I'm going to regret it. So, but it is what it is.
I think so.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to continue to talk Dallas Stars prospects right after these important messages.
HockeyProspect.com provides extensive NHL draft coverage. HockeyProspect.com acts like a 31st NHL team. They travel the globe, scouting prospects in all the major junior leagues and in international events. Their scouts produce scouting reports, which are included in their annual NHL Draft Black Book publication. HockeyProspect.com is a widely respected source for independent scouting services and draft publications. Visit HockeyProspect.com today.
Hey, mama said the way you move gon' make you sweat, gon' make you groove.
Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shay Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're continuing to talk about the Dallas Stars prospects with Dennis Holland, their scout. And Dennis, I want to kind of jump into some other players in your list that I really like and I'm intrigued with. Jason Dickinson right off the hop, you know, 6'2". Like, he's drafting a lot of big guys other than Honka, 200 pounds. He played in Guelph for 4 years and now is getting his first taste of American Hockey League in Texas. And, you know, after watching him in Guelph the last couple years where he really began to dominate, what are your thoughts on how he's going to translate his game into the pro game in the American Hockey League this year?
Well, I know our guys, Jim Johnson and Joe, you know, in Ontario League, were real happy with his game last year. You know, for us, he's, you know, a two-way, you know, three-zone player. He's going to be real good on our penalty kill. He can play up and down our lineup. He's going to bring speed to our lineup, but, you know, he's going to chip in offensively. We really like him. We think he's a very versatile player, great size and skating, and you know, had a real good start last year. He went up to the American League at the end of the year, and he's going to get lots of minutes in Texas this year. So another guy that, you know, we're excited about, and you know, is probably going to be pushing for our team sooner than later.
Yeah, no question. I mean, he's one of my favorite players to watch. I really do like his speed for you know, a little bit bigger guy. I again, he's just the guy that you really have to take him out of the play or he's going to find his way to the net.
He is. I mean, like I say, he's a good player. He's a very determined player. He's added some strength and size to his frame since we've drafted him, and he's playing a much bigger, you know, big man's game. You know, we in the West here, it's very difficult for the LAs and the San Jose's, and you go down to Winnipeg's. They're all big, strong clubs, and you know, when you want to do something, you're going to have to go through these teams in the West, and you know, we believe he's going to be part of that group.
Dennis, some of the things that I liked in his game the last couple of years when he was in Guelph is his ability to make plays in traffic and use that give and go and protect the puck, and, you know, defensemen will lean on him, and he can still turn the puck and make a play, and make passes in tight areas and in traffic below the circles. And he's a guy who's versatile, can play on the left side or in center. And he's not flashy in any way, but he's so good at everything that I think coaches in the NHL will really like him as a player. And he's a guy that I think in the future, you can move him around the lineup and he becomes, I think, way more valuable to an organization. And sometimes those players that are drafted a little bit later, like Jason is, end up becoming a more valuable player than the ones that are drafted maybe, you know, 5 and 6 and 7, even 10 spots higher.
Well, I mean, I agree. I mean, at the end of the day for us, he's going to be a very versatile forward. He's going to probably play up and down our lineup depending on what our needs are and the situation. But we like him. He's taken nice strides through getting drafted, and you know, we're excited for him to get his pro game and his professional career started here.
The next player I want to ask you about is a guy that you guys took in 2013 in the second round, in Remy Elie, 6'1", well over 200 pounds. And, you know, he plays a game that, you know, can lend itself to play in the West as well. And, you know, obviously last year with Erie, he had an excellent season playing with great players in the playoffs. He was outstanding with like 24 points in 20 games. And what are your thoughts of him coming out of junior and be able to make his first, you know, foray into the pro ranks? And is he a guy that could adapt to the pro game a little bit maybe easier than some other guys?
Well, he's a very straightforward type player. He comes at you. He plays with lots of speed in your face. He has a nice blend of size and skill and speed. And I think his game, translates to the pro game real nice. And again, another big body and guy tough to play against. But he's going to be able to play up and down the lineup, no different than Dickinson. And he's going to go down the American League and learn the pro game and get Laxey to teach him some of the things that, in junior, some of those better players are cheat a little bit offensively and they cut corners and this and that. And it's a great league, to a development league, the American Hockey League. And I think Remy is going to be a good player there and another guy that's going to be pushing, sooner than later.
Yeah, what I really like about him is he's physical in the crease. He is a really good passer, and he plays good defense along the wall.
He is. I mean, he's a guy that you can play probably, if you're down a goal or up a goal. He's a guy that a coach is real happy to tap on the back and get on the ice.
Hey, Dennis, is he one of those guys where you look at an NHL lineup and you're trying to project a player as he with the skill set he has? Is a guy that maybe you don't want to just pigeonhole him in the third line, but a guy that you can throw out in the third line with another skilled guy on your third line, because third lines are no longer checking lines anymore, and a guy that can really be disruptive and cause a lot of trouble to defensemen because he gets on the forecheck quickly and he plays a heavy game and he finishes his check hard. And is he, you sort of envision him in that type of player moving forward?
I think so. I mean, I think he had a real good training camp. He was excellent in Traverse City and in main camp. He's a guy, like you said, is probably, you talk about top nine forwards. He's in that category. And, he's a player that, you probably hate to play against, but you love on your team. And then, if you have a lot of those guys, you're a tough team to play against.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Dennis Holland, scout for the Dallas Stars. And I know, Dennis, probably personally, this player that we're going to talk about next is somebody that gets you excited because he was one of your guys coming out of the BC Hockey League, and that's Curtis McKenzie. For a sixth-round pick, 159th overall, who went and played 4 years at Miami University and, cut his teeth for a year and a bit in the American League, this is a guy who I think could be a real playoff player on one of your bottom lines. That it's just an honest, hard-working, two-way player.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. He's honest, two-way, hard-nosed player, tough to play against. He gives you what he's got. He's got a nice little blend of he's got some finish to his game because he goes to the hard areas. He's not scared to get his nose dirty. And I think those are the kind of guys that that you win with. He's sort of the same mold as a Remy Alley type player. And we were excited to get him. He had a real good year in the BC Junior Hockey League. We drafted him. He was the captain in Penticton, a real good organization. And he came with high standards of being a leader and a quality person. And he hasn't disappointed us.
Yeah, he really adds some sandpaper to a lineup, and he's just a guy that plays for keeps in the corners, and he skates pretty well for a big guy as well.
He does. I know Scott White there in Texas. They thought a lot of him. They had him on their top line and with Moran, and he provided that sandpaper, but he was willing to get to the front of the net and do his thing. So, he's taken nice steps. I mean, his journey is longer than a lot of guys, but I think it shows young guys that if you stay with the process and you continue working on your traits and keep doing the right things, good things happen.
Is he an example for a lot of your prospects where you can say, especially if you take one that's going to go into college, look what Curtis has done. He played all 4 years. He got older, more mature, bigger, stronger, a little bit faster, and then was able to jump in as a rookie in the American Hockey League and put up 65 points in 75 games. Does that help you guys in your process?
Well, I think so. I think at the end of the day, it even helps us as management that it is a process. You're drafting, we're drafting 17-year-old young men, and it's a big jump to the National Hockey League, and some guys' journeys are quick, and then they step in right away. And then there's other guys that need to learn their trait and get stronger and improve their foot speed or whatever it might be. But Curtis is definitely is a guy that seasons are long and guys want success and they want the golden ring right away. He definitely is a guy that you can point to and say, you know what, it's a process and it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, Dennis, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show and giving us insight on your prospects and your system, and we look forward to seeing you at the rink down the road.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great season. Enjoy listening to you when my car racing around North America.
Thanks a lot. That's Dennis Holland, scout for the Dallas Stars. Russ and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more Prospect Talk right after these important messages.